Over the weekend, a story developed that seems to warrant coverage. An international team of researchers led by Nikolai Bursov of the Russian Academy of Sciences working at an observatory in Russia have reported a new, very strong SETI candidate located in the constellation Hercules and have recommended permanent monitoring of this star. There's no word as to whether the signal repeated, but there's enough interest that several SETI groups dropped everything and began monitoring the star last night. The signal originated from the vicinity of a star system known as HD 164595. This star is interesting because it's very similar to our Sun. It's about 0.99 solar masses, just about the same size, is between 4.5 and 6.3 billion years old, plenty old enough for life to develop on a planet orbiting it, and it has a metal content similar to our Sun. That and size are important for stability and consistent luminosity, things important for life. And we already know that this system has at least one planet, similar to Neptune but warmer. It's about 0.05 Jupiter mass, orbiting at a period of about 40 days, very close to its star. There could well be other planets in the system, and it's relatively close, at just about 95 light years away. That is enough time, in theory, for aliens to have detected that something was out of the ordinary with Earth. We were broadcasting 95 years ago and had already started to pump industrial chemicals into our air that might have been detectable. The signal was received last year on May 15th and was very powerful, so much so that if it has an alien origin, which it very likely does not, it would have been transmitted by a Kardashev Type 2 civilization due to the energy requirements involved. However, if the signal is directed straight at us, then a Type 1 civilization could have pulled it off. It's also very possible that the signal might have been an Earth-based hoax or a signal bounce from something out in the solar system, or might have a natural origin such as a background signal being microlensed by the star. But there's something odd going on here on Earth as well. The researchers didn't tell anyone about the signal for over a year. As a result, independent confirmation of the signal by the world's SETI groups could not begin until now. That certainly seems rather odd and has drawn criticism from other researchers. Why that happened is anyone's guess. The signal is due to be discussed at the IAA SETI Permanent Committee meeting to be held in Guadalajara, Mexico on September 27th. More details should be known then. So while we certainly can't claim an alien origin for this signal, it certainly piqued the interest of SETI researchers so much so that permanent monitoring has been recommended, and more than a few radio telescopes are currently pointed in that direction. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, and lately roving YouTube science reporter. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for in-depth, regular explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.